morning, guys. Thanks. I guess I'll get started until Brenda gets on.
Good morning.
See, how are
you? As you did, I was tired and listening to the music.
Uh-huh. Oh, you had music until just now?
Oh, yeah, they have music when nobody turned on
yet. Gotcha. Well, Brenda should be on as we continue.
And Nancy, I was just getting ready to hang up and give you a call to see if there was a call today.
How are you, Maddie?
Great. How was your trip?
Great.
Well, I did mention it on Monday, but I'll mention it again. If any of you come to, headquarters, I found another new, really, really nice vegan restaurant. So if ever you come to Irvine,
tell them we need them this way.
Good morning. This is Brenda.
Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, everybody. Who's here so far?
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just reading in my Spectrum book. I can pick it up and open up a page, any page, and be inspired each day that I do it. I was reading about what happens when you think or do things for other people. And there was a new word. I didn't even know what it was. I looked it up on the dictionary. Altruism.
Altruism?
A-L-T-R-U? Yeah, altruism. I'd never heard of it. My daughter's a literature major. Not me. It means unselfish regard to devotion or the welfare of others. And animals is not putting the rest of the species ahead of themselves. That may not benefit them, but it benefits the others. And the sentence it was used in is, altruism may be healing for both the giver and the recipient, because giving to others with an open heart helps heal the isolation that separates us from one another.
You hear someone described as being altruistic.
Yeah, someone described as being altruistic. Nurturing, helping others, forgiving. He explains how they're not new ideas. Health comes from the root meaning to make whole. So being in a positive attitude instead of stressful or envy or what, all the other opposites, is actually healing to your body. Compassionate and altruistic helps us as well as others. So in the ways that we're loving and compassionate and helping others also helps us. It lowers our blood pressure, it helps our health, it helps our weight. It's lowering that stress level.
That's why volunteering is so healthy.
Yep, we live it. That's why volunteering is so healthy. And being compassionate to others and sharing with them is so healthy. And in helping us get past disease, too. So that's something we can start adding to, thinking about in prayer. It actually has a science is proving that this is a fact in our science, too. So anyway, that's my thought for the day. I don't know if anybody else has thoughts on that or anything else, but especially with the elections coming up, we can get our blood pressure up pretty good, some people.
I saw
try
that.
To stay in the positive, in the meditation or prayer. Or this was cool, too, because I know with working with NECAN for a while, a lot of times we hear to visualize, you know, yourself in that situation or visualize what you want. If they had monkeys performing a certain task, neurons became activated in the specific part of its brain. However, if the monkey merely watches the other monkeys perform the same task, the same neurons fire in that brain. This may be one of the mechanisms by which visualization and guided imagery works. If you close your eyes and imagine something stressful, your body reacts as though something stressful is actually occurring. Your arteries constrict, your blood pressure increases, your blood clots more quickly, muscles tense, breathing rate increases, and so on. If you close your eyes and imagine something healing occurring instead, the healing tends to happen as well. It's not wishful thinking. It's something that occurs on a physiological level. This also explains why compassion and forgiveness are so powerful, not only for the recipient, but also for the giver. So, anyway, I like that.
Most people don't understand that when you forgive somebody, you actually do it for yourself, not the other person.
Yeah. It's a double thing here, too, because he mentions how it's that how you can pass on a mood. If you're in a bad mood and you're around somebody else who's in a bad mood, or if you're angry, it's contagious.
Mm-hmm. You feed back. You mirror.
You feed back and feel back. So being compassionate and loving and giving can actually help other people. And in the stresses of our life, and even in we're trying to be healthy and eating, and so stress is one component that we need to pay attention to.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because yesterday on Oprah, she had Dr. Oz, and I've seen this before, but I love the way he put it yesterday, that alternative medicine, he started out by saying how globalized the world has become, and he said alternative medicine has become globalized, and that's what we're seeing. And she said, you mean other real doctors are actually getting to where this is? And he said, yes. She said, 10 years ago, I could not have found a doctor to come on my stage and say what you just said. And he said, it's energy medicine. That's where we're headed. That's the new front.
Wow, that's quite a statement.
Yeah, I've heard him say energy, but the way he presented it struck me yesterday, which I didn't hear the first time.
Yeah, that was a very good show. This is Darlene. I watched it also.
The other thing that I got out of it, and I bet you did too, Darlene, we've talked about how much sun we should get and at what time of day it was brought up. And he, leave it, I'll take it. And he said 15 to 20 minutes. He said, but, and I've never heard this before, make sure your shadow is twice as tall as you are. And I know that he said this because I've watched this program before, but I didn't hear it the first time. So now we know when to go in the sun, which means not at noon.
Not in the high parts of the day. I remember that from living in Arizona. You could only be out for 10 minutes, and there were certain hours of the day you stay out of the sun.
Yeah.
Nancy, would you repeat that first comment you made?
About the sun or about alternative?
Alternative.
He started off by saying how globalized the world has become, you know, whether it's finances or automobiles or whatever. And alternative medicine is just the globalization of medicine, bringing everything, you know, integrating different kinds of medicine. And he said, and energy is where we are headed. And I heard that part before, you know, and we've talked about that on this call before. Energy it was saying how everything, it started because they were doing acupuncture. And, you know, that's all energy. And your thoughts are energy. And we're energy. So he said energy is the new frontier of medicine. So she said to him, you mean other doctors are are seeing this now? And he said, yes. I'm sure that they're not all, but, you know, the slow process with doctors we've talked about. And then she went on to say, you know, 10 years ago I could not have found any doctor to come on my stage and say what you just said.
Wow, that is powerful.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Sure.
I don't think Dr. Oz is afraid of losing his job or anything.
No, and he's a cardiac surgeon.
He pretty much just tells it like it is.
Mm-hmm. But I also like the idea of knowing when...
I got a day's worth of information right now.
I'm sorry?
I said I've got a day's worth of information already, so that's great. Who else is here? Anybody else? Okay, well, is there anything else anyone has to share today? We are on the lifestyle call, learning and talking to each other about wellness using the China study with Colin T. Campbell and his approach to health and wellness in eating whole foods and trying to work together to make sure we're the healthiest we can be. If you have any questions and you're new on the call, please speak up so we can answer or even look up or find, or maybe you have something to share with us too. So we are eager to hear from you. Is there anybody there who'd like to say hi today?
Hello, well, this is Maddie from Delaware, and I did go on a family reunion in Santee, South Carolina, that I would recommend to everybody. They had cabins with air conditioning. Everything you could possibly think of was there. And they have indoor plumbing. They had outside your cabin with fishing. And I was able to stay with the program. Now, my husband, who joined me one day after the program, if he is listening downstairs, I'm getting ready to out him. He went over, the men had to make breakfast for the women on Saturday morning. And, of course, they had all of the things as a child that he enjoyed. And he went ballistic, from what I understand. And everybody knew that we were vegetarian or eating in a plant lifestyle. And when he started, even tried to remind him, I heard that you did not eat the meat. And he said, show me the sausage. And he went on, and he kept looking back at the door, because usually when he's doing something that he's not supposed to do, for some reason, I'm usually right in back of him. He kept looking back at the door, and they all promised not to tell. But, you know, my husband is a type that, and I do believe this, if he were to cheat, he'd be the first one to come to tell me, you know. So he couldn't wait to get back to the cabin to tell me what a pee-picky-pee he'd made of himself. But then after that, he got back on the program, and I have been doing the herbs with the green zymes and all of that. And then he hogged up the bathroom for the whole night to get rid of it. So, but I'm very, very proud that I was able to stay with the program with all of the things that they had. They had lots of vegetables fresh from people's gardens and green beans and corn and a lot of things, and we're back in normalcy. There's nothing like being back home.
Doesn't make a difference. That's funny that you bring up breakfast, because at our brunch on Monday, I walked in and I kind of just walked through the line to see what was there, and then I decided I can do this. They were making to order omelets, but there was a row of veggies in front. So I said to the gal, I said, okay, if I just take the veggies? She said, sure. So I piled my plate with the veggies and went and got some fruit, and I was fine. I was a little panicked for a second, but then I saw an opportunity there that I took.
Great.
Yeah, you can do it.
Mm-hmm, you can. If you make, like my pastor says, you have to have a made-up mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. I knew I wasn't going to eat the junk. We would have just stopped to get something to eat after we left there.
Right.
I was interested to hear that your husband stayed in bathroom all night, because
Well, don't worry. I am sure he took some. He probably took half a bottle of cleanse just to get rid of it. Oh my God. You know, we shared the cabin with my daughter, her husband, my two grandchildren. And one day, my daughter come running out. There was Lysol spray in there. He was in there spraying every time he went to the shower. He's getting so paranoid with germs. I don't know. It's unbelievable. So he loves that cleanse. I have to hide the bottle when I'm home.
He loves the cleanse. Hi, girls. This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. How are you?
Where I was walking, there was no connection, so I couldn't connect this morning. But now I think the connection is good. We were just talking about the cleanse. Yeah. The cleanse as far as the facial cleanse? Yeah.
No.
Right?
No.
Oh.
Not that cleanse. No.
The
other one. We're going from the head to the bottom.
Top to the bottom, okay.
Right.
So I was going to say that the one that you wash your face with, my husband shaves it.
Oh, that's nice.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful for shaving and stuff. Even yourself, shaving a leg or whatever.
I've heard that. I've also heard that using conditioner is good for shaving if you run out of something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, heard that too, yeah. To try that, though. I haven't tried it yet. I know. I'll be going to the convention in October. We're leaving on the 10th. We're going to be gone for 3 weeks. We're driving because my husband doesn't fly. So, hopefully it won't be too much of a challenge. I haven't been 100% on the program, as far as no meat. I can't tolerate chicken or any of that stuff, but the fish or shrimp or something like that, I've been able to tolerate a little bit if we're out, and it's on the plate, so.
Well, that's actually the program. Dr. Campbell doesn't say you can't ever have any.
Right, but I was going, I was going completely not eating, any of it, and then I found myself that I was in situations that I had to have something, so.
But like you said, you can't tolerate the chicken. I find that true with me. When I tell myself, Dr. Campbell doesn't say I can't ever have it, I actually don't want it. Even if I think, my family's home, I'll just buy something and cook some chicken a little on the side. I'm standing in front of the meat counter looking at it just getting sick, going, I can't buy this. It's not organic. I can't do it. And I walk away.
I'm the same way. I mean, I don't even go near the meat counter. It turns my stomach, though, I mean, eating the chicken just sticks right to my throat. It doesn't even go down. It's funny. And I don't.
Now, I try to do the thing with Shaw where she says no eyes, meaning anything with eyes. But I will say, I did have a little bit of macaroni and cheese to go with all of those vegetables. It's like I need a little bit of starch or something. So to go with the greens and the green beans and all of that, I did have maybe a quarter of a cup, because that did have cheese in the macaroni and cheese. And I'm sure it probably had some type of dairy milk product in it.
Right. You know what I noticed? That I just happened to look at the Oysoy yogurt. And when I was looking, I never looked at the ingredients because it was supposed to be with soy. Now, on it, it says soy, but it also says milk. A slight amount of milk in it, Well, I was surprised at that. I didn't think it had any milk product at all in it where you have the soy, Unless you have to use it to ferment it, or I don't know. Does anybody know anything about that?
But do you have to use the whole milk? Do you use the rice milk or the almond milk?
Well, I mean, I don't make it myself. This is that Oysoy, the packaged one.
Oh, from the store. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I use it as a snack or a dessert, because they have a nice chocolate one that I put, a little bit of granola in it, just a crunch.
Does it say on the package whether it's been fermented or steamed?
I really didn't look at it that closely, because I figured it was just soy, and everybody's talked about it on the call. So I never really looked at the ingredients until the other day. And now I'm going to have to look a little bit more closely.
Well, and you don't think it's soy milk?
I don't know. I thought it said soy milk, and then it had milk also.
Well, I've used it, and usually I read it, but obviously I maybe missed it or something. But anyway, I have not been bothered by it, and normally when I get dairy, I am. So it's either got to be, a trivial amount, or else it's maybe like you said, it's because it's fermented, and that is easier to digest.
Uh-huh. Probably.
My only thought.
Because the vanilla one, I'll put on some nice fresh fruit, too, for dessert. Just a spoonful on it. It's really tasty, too.
Is that frozen?
No, it's just it's just like regular yogurt containers,
Yeah. Something we got in the mail yesterday, of course, asking for a donation. I had never heard of this company or whatever they are, Union of Concerned Scientists. And there are two petitions in here, one of which is a petition to Wendy's, and I'm just going to read a couple of lines here. Whereas the overuse and misuse of antibiotics in livestock production is rendering life-saving medicines ineffective, and the vast majority of antibiotics used in livestock production are used for non-therapeutic purposes like growth promotion and compensating for unsanitary, overcrowded conditions on factory farms. Whereas the AMA and the WHO World Health Organization have called for an end to growth promotion use of these antibiotics important for human medicine. Whereas fast food restaurants are one of the meat industry's biggest consumers and hold much influence over its practices, therefore I, the undersigned, call on Wendy's International to follow the lead of McDonald's and other restaurants and reduce its purchase of meat produced from animals that are given antibiotics when they are not sick. Please send money and sign the petition. Interesting.
I tell you, there are some groups out there that are catching on and want to do something about it. There's so many grassroots groups that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think people are getting more aware of it, too, though, don't you think? And it's out there.
Well, it was interesting. While we were away, my sister was reading in her mind a list of friends and children of their friends with cancer. And when people tell me of so many friends of theirs who have either died or are sick, my pat response is always, you need healthier friends. And I don't know why I say that. You need to get away from all that disease. And so she looked at me and she said, well, a lot of this is genetic. Do you think there's really something they can do about it? And I don't know that she still knows that I'm eating the way I am completely. And I said, yeah, I definitely do believe there are ways that people can reduce the chances of getting disease by their lifestyle. And that was the end of the conversation.
Nancy, you mentioned the word genetic, and this triggered a thought that I just heard yesterday or this morning. I can't remember which one of those days. Genetic girls, and I don't know if there's any men on the call, but did you hear that now the reason men are cheating because it's genetic? As if they don't have enough reasons, they're going to tell them it's genetic and they can't stop themselves. Did anybody else hear that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, you're going to hear it. This is the biggest thing going now. My husband and I were laughing about it last night.
but what we also keep hearing is that the older you get, the less influence genetics plays. And somebody on, I don't know whether it was Oz yesterday, maybe, genetics doesn't mean, or maybe it was somebody this morning, again, I don't remember either, that you're definitely going to get something. It means that the propensity is there, but depending on, it's like if the more things we do to live in a wellness home, the more a positive effect it's going to have on us. So that becomes the lifestyle. You have to give it what it needs to develop because of the genetics. And if you're giving it more positive things, the less likely it will develop.
was it I read once that it's like fertilizing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you fertilize it and give it what causes it to grow, it will grow.
Either positively or negatively.
It won't.
This is Darlene, and I was just going to say that last night I heard a doctor talking on the radio. I didn't catch his name. I was late at night. But anyway, he was talking about the artificial sweeteners and how detrimental they are, and that they're in the colas, diet colas and all that kind of stuff. And he was saying that they are causing retina detachment, diabetes, cravings for carbs, and he said they're absolute carcinogenics.
It's the diabetics who are using it most.
Uh-huh. And he said people think, you know, that by using that they're helping themselves, but he says that they're making them crave more. But he said a good agreed to be in one of the double-blind studies, and he was a research scientist and all that. And he said, unfortunately, he got a retina detachment during the trial and lost the sight in his eye. He said he was just sick because he had been a volunteer and he was a friend of his.
Did he say whether he's diabetic, Darlene?
What's that?
Did he say whether he's diabetic?
No. He was perfectly healthy.
He was not diabetic. Oh, my.
Uh-huh. Perfectly healthy. So, I mean, when you're talking about these young kids that are getting cancer, I wonder how many of the families are bringing diet colas into their house.
And my daughter's been telling me about aspartame, I'll bet, for 15 years, how bad it is.
Yeah, and I've once in a while when I'm out and I have iced tea, I'll put just maybe a fourth or a half of a package of the artificial sweetener because, to me, it sweetened faster. But I can tell you, I will never have another one.
Well, does anybody know about the stevia? Now, we use the stevia. Is that considered a...
No, that's a plant-based.
That's fine.
That's a plant-based. Oh, okay.
Stevia in it. It doesn't have any chemicals.
You can buy packets of it, Darlene, to carry
it. Yeah, I got some packets of it. I'm all prepared now.
And there is no aspartame. I don't know that it makes it better, but there isn't any in sweet and low.
And also he was talking about in the diet drink, they have, I don't know if it's formaldehyde or arsenic. Seriously, low doses of it. And he says the thing of it is, your body never gets rid of it.
In what?
In diet colas.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one nutritionist once I was listening to, all the bad stuff he talked about, cola. The acid that's in it, what is it? And mixed with the carbon, the stuff we exhale.
Carbon dioxide.
He said it's completely toxic to your body, and it's what your body is supposed to be getting rid of, but yet we're guzzling it and putting it in our bodies on high occasions.
People like
a lot. So why would you ever want to do that? You know,
it's
just completely poison, and his bottom line was don't drink soda. Drink water.
Well, like you said, you know, if you're taking in this stuff, you know, and your body never gets rid of it, of course it builds up, and it just damages all of your internal organs. So while other people think they're going to be healthy, they're just going to be miserable. But a lot of times, you know, we want our cake and eat it too. We don't want to sacrifice and have to do something else, you know.
We're so afraid of the 12 calories in sugar, or natural sugar, that we're putting poisons in our body to substitute for it.
Well, but I was just thinking, we're not saying that to drink regular Coke is any better.
No. But we were discussing the sugars, the artificial sugars. And Dr. McNeil,
that brings up another subject, too, of how when these colas and stuff are stored and transported, you know, they had a big deal with the servicemen got really sick because a lot of the colas had gotten real hot over in the desert. And then they drank them, and then they had a real big episode about everybody getting sick. So I don't think that they transport these things in real cool air refrigerated units anymore. Well, that's not good either.
One of the things I had the opportunity of doing, too, since I was staying with my grandchildren and my daughter, was to show her how to use our Greenzyme, because I keep her supplied with that in our immunity, because, you know, they're back in school, and she said she was doing it every day, but I could tell she wasn't. And they just guzzled that stuff down. It was more. They kept saying, more, you know, in the cup. And I don't know whether they were just wanting it because it was something that grandma was giving them or was their body craving it. I don't know. But that was another good thing that happened on my trip this past weekend. Well, and since that happened, I'm thinking that even children know, and I do think children know immediately what's good and what's not good. Because before I went on the trip, I was telling everybody I was taking all these 9 herbs, and I had put them in a bowl, blended them up, and put them in with the Greenzymes and all of that, and that was good. And I made them at 32-ounce intervals when I was away, and they even liked that. It turned their mouths green, but other than that, they loved it every time. They thought it was tea. So it reinforced the fact that children, without knowing anything about anything, will pick things that are good for them.
They will pick what they're used to eating, too. That TV program that I saw, the You Are What You Eat, they had all the little kids crying for their lunch meat and french fries, and that's basically all they ate. And the lady said, they eat what you've taught them to eat. They eat what they're accustomed to eat, what they've grown a taste to eat.
And what's available.
And then, so she started giving them things that looked like what they were used to. A vegetable, like a bean burger, and put it in a paper bag so they could pull it out of the paper bag. A smoothie, and they had corn on the cob on the table. And the kids were having a great time eating this good food. They were actually really enjoying it.
But just like us, they do have to be trained. They really have to be trained because they really don't know. It is like I always tell my daughter, even with behavioral, it's my father always said, you have to bend the little branch when it's small, because if it gets into a big old oak tree, then there's nothing you can do with it. And so if they teach them, you know, when they're very little, like this, it's just a norm, just like Char was always doing that with her grandchildren, and I thought of that, and they love the stuff that they're making, that she makes for them. So, children have to be taught. The world has to be taught. That's why we are out there. We're trying to learn and teach them. I was able to impart a lot of information to people with ADHD and a whole lot of other things. When you get into a group like this and you get to people over 50, you know they're over 50 because all they talk about is aches and pains, you know? They're not talking about the future, they're talking about the past.
Well, speaking of aches and pains, I just want to announce that I'm finally pain-free. And it took a year, unlike when we did the cleanse a couple of years ago. But it's certainly worthwhile.
Pain-free, and what would you say that was due to?
The plants, there's no question. Changing the diet. I know that when the main reason I decided to go this route was I remembered however many years before we had done a cleanse/fast for 10 or 12 days, whatever it was, and I remembered that during that process I didn't hurt. And that was the reason I decided, okay, this is kind of in that same kind of vein. Let's see what it does. And so that's what that was my main reason for doing this kind of eating program.
Somebody's got a jabbering baby that's having fun this morning.
Not me.
That's my grandkids. I'm watching them this morning, and I wanted to ask a question, so I unmuted my thing. She's got a chat. Hey, listen, I was just wondering, has anybody ever heard, I have this person that, this gentleman, that is on medication because his ADHD is so bad. And, I was just wondering whether, using the same things that we do for children would work as well with him. Or would he have to do more?
Give him the Melanie Caldwell DVD. CD.
Huh?
Melanie Caldwell CD.
Wait a minute. I gotta get up. How many what?
Melanie Caldwell CD addresses that. She's a pediatrician who was writing, I don't know how many scripts a day, a month, for ADD, ADHD kids.
I wanted to give him some kind of documentation for adults.
Mm-hmm.
That way there, if there was an adult that had it and that, got results, then it might be a little bit more effective, than children, Because he'd probably say, well, the kids, whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'm assuming. I just didn't know if anybody had anybody or knew anybody that had ADHD as an adult. It's like autism. You see the little kids, but you never see the older people,
I'm sure there are a lot of adults out there walking around who have never been diagnosed with a bad habit.
Right.
There were teenagers at that medical panel doctor's thing I went to a month ago. There were teenagers from a special school that were ADHD, and they said they were mentally retarded even, and they were classified severe or bad. And what was it, 6 months after the water and some nutrition sleep system wearing magnets, they were mild. They were integrated back into normal school, and they only had one special class. They're out of Oakland. So teenagers are nearly adults.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm going to put myself back on mute because I'm having a lot of chatting over here.
I always figured in hair, I do hair. I used to go to seminars all the time, and I guess I still do once in a while. And even though it became repetitive or I would take nothing away from it, I always felt like if I take one small increment of a tip that I can take and use, it's worth my money, because it improves my skill. And I try to take that through life, too, in everything, in the calls, even though we may talk about the same thing. I take way more than one. But if I get just one thing that improves my life, it's worthwhile. So even for this gentleman, if it just improves him a fraction, whatever he does, that is that much better than his quality of life was before. So what is there to lose?
That's always been my outlook, too, is one point, that you may not remember every time for the rest of your life, but it's definitely filed away there, and that can improve your life and others you put it out to. So, good thought.
Was that Brenda?
Yes.
Brenda, and that's what I get from this call. Just like now, I promised this young man that so concerned about his grandchild that was four, and he's going to be going in. He poured his heart out to me in the corner and said his grandchild had been called in every single day the past week for the grandchild. They were going to go starting to test him and probably wanting to put him on medication. And by listening to whatever someone said about Melanie Caldwell, I told him I would get him some information, and now I can send him that. And he was saying how the parents are so tired, and the father has absolutely no patience, even though he spends very, very little time with the child. He has to get the child to school in the morning, but he works in the evenings when he comes home. Then the child sleeps, and he doesn't have to deal with him, and it's causing such a stress on his son and his son's wife's marriage because of this child. So I told him that before he did that, let me get him go ahead with the testing. By this time, I'll get home and rush him the information, and maybe he would be open to look into, see if this was a viable way that we could help this child. So I want to thank you, everybody that talked about that. Melanie Caldwell, ADHD, the child that got better, that was the kids that got better, that was so much worse. And as I said, I get that from the call every time I'm on the call. That's why I am so appreciative that the call has been here this long, and hopefully will continue on for a long, long time for an awful lot of other people. Thank you.
That's my sentiments exactly, too. So what was it? It was Char that started this call, huh?
Way back when, yeah. And Ruth, I mean, she was right behind me. It was just a matter of, it was the first lifestyle call, the test pilot group, and we were excited about it and the results that we saw, and then it just kept evolving and evolving, and you guys, that's the reason for it, is exactly what you said. It's no one person. And I just answered an email. I've been down doing that while I've been listening. And people that don't even listen to the call, that get the fringes of it from somebody passing on an email that gets in their hands, and they're wondering, it was about your information from Dave Balzer. Where did this come from? How did this start? So I just, in two sentences explained it. And that, it doesn't matter whether they're on the call or not on the call, as long as the information sifts out. And I don't think we even begin to realize the importance of the few words we can put out, whether it's here, whether it's through emails, it doesn't matter. The massive numbers of people that from a trickle effect are seeing this happen. And this is another thing to remember about our network marketing business, the other side of it, the NECAN part that, we're really talking about what the company has given us. It's exactly the same thing. We never realize the full impact of what we're doing. And it's always amazing to me when it does come back. So, I'm grateful to all of you that participate. Thank you.
Thank you.
I heard that.
Well, I've enjoyed this call this morning. I have to run. I have to be at work today. So I'm going to have to sign off early. And if you'd like to keep talking, please keep on. But
thank you, Brenda. I have to run. I've got an appointment. That's why I've been good here.
Good call, Brenda. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Everybody have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
Bye now.